You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You've heard of poetry slams, TED Talks, The Moth. Well, meet Pecha Kuchinite.
It's a presentation style. A friend of mine best explained it as saying it's a TED Talk for people with a short attention span.
And this Thursday, Pecha Kucha 20 by 20 is happening at Tenacity Brewing Company in Flint. David Stanley is one of the organizers. Here's how it works.
You put together a talk based on, supported by, I should say, 20 images. And every 20 seconds, it's automatically timed on the PowerPoint, a new image comes up. So 400 seconds, 20 images, boom, you're done with your talk. And then I introduce the next person, and they come up on stage. And our theme Thursday night is Why Flint? So they're all going to be sharing their Why Flint story with us.
Now, where did this Pecha Kucha idea come from?
It came from originally in Japan. A couple architects decided they needed a way to speed up the presentations that they had to sit through, because they said if you give an architect a microphone and PowerPoint, it will go on forever. So they came up with this idea of 20 images, 20 seconds each, automatic advance of the slides, and boom, you're done. Next presenter. There's been over 925 cities around the world that have done this, and it's not just about design anymore. Like I said, ours is about why Flint. I've seen some about education, all over the map. And so there'll be 926 after Thursday night.
Is this the first Pecha Kucha night that you know of in Michigan?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'm reasonably certain that there are some in a few other cities, but this is the first one that I know of in Flint. And I think it's a great opportunity, because here's a chance for us to start spreading good news and good stories and inspirational stories about Flint after the last couple of years that we've been having here.
What kind of folks have signed up to present?
I purposefully went out and made contact with 12 of the most innovative thinkers I could find in the community. For example, one guy, his name is Wes Studi. He runs a firm called Article One Eyewear. They're a custom iframe manufacturer. Every pair of glasses they sell at wholesale, they donate $2 to Helen Keller International for vitamin A drops in third world nations, which helps stave off 500,000 kids who get blindness as a result of their vitamin A deficiency. So I've tried to find people who have more than just a personal story, but a big story that they would like to share with us.
And do I understand you're going to open the evening with your own story of why Flint?
That is definitely a possibility. I'm going back and forth with that right now with my wife. Some people are saying, yeah, you need to do your story. And some other people are saying, you're introducing everybody. I think we're going to get your story.
Give us a preview. What is your story?
Well, I'll give you how all of this thing came about. A year ago, I was speaking to the Genesee County Bar Association about the Flint water crisis. I'm a science teacher by training, and they needed somebody who could explain the science to a group of non-science people who are intelligent. That was me. And one guy said, what's the upshot of all this? And I said, this is an amazing opportunity, if we do this right, to bring all Flint's varied communities together to show the world, because at that time we were under the world's microscope, to show the world why Flint can solve its own problems. And about 2 days later, I saw on Wired Magazine's website this thing about Pecha Kucha. I went, boy, these are pretty cool. We should have one of these here. And then about 10 minutes later, I said, well, nobody's going to do it unless I do it. So I went to the Pecha Kucha website and signed up. And so that is the story of how Pecha Kucha has come to Flint. And mine is actually a little more simple. I'm a melanoma survivor. I almost died from a pulmonary embolism. My brother passed away a couple of years ago from oral squamous cell cancer, and I'm in my 50s. And I said, if I don't leave some sort of legacy here, everything's wasted. So my decision at that point was to do as much good in the community as I could possibly do, to raise the level of consciousness, to raise the level of awareness and diversity. And so that's what I'm about, doing projects like this here in Flint.
Well, give us the details. So what time Thursday night at Tenacity Brewing Company in Flint?
Tenacity Brewing Company is right on the shores of the Flint River on Grand Traverse in downtown Flint. It's an old renovated firehouse. It's a beautiful location. We are on March 16th at 7:30.
And is there an admission fee?
No, it is free. We do pass the hat. Pecha Kucha asks you to do that, and then we donate that money back to the Pecha Kucha organization. It's all done pro bono, and that just helps defray things like the website and the people who keep all of the back-end stuff up and running.
Well, it certainly sounds like a great, interesting evening. The Pecha Kucha 20 by 20 that's happening Thursday night at Tenacity Brewing Company in Flint, exploring the question, why Flint? David Stanley, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
You can find information on the Facebook page. Just look for Pecha Kucha Flint.